T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
15 years ago, today, you led us out of the darkness. You commanded the greatest rescue armada in history. Then, the unimaginable. What did that cost you? Your faith? Your faith in us? Your faith in yourself. Tell us, why did you leave Starfleet, Admiral?
From the Centerpoint Energy Home Plus, Home Service Plus Hotline, Tim Lammers has a streaming review every Tuesday, and it's brought to you by the good folks at Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys. Seeking justice for the injured, find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Hey, Tim, welcome.
Thank you, Paul. And you're right, it is getting expensive. CBS All Access, of course, is the CBS television network's streaming service, which has all the shows, but they also have premium shows that you can only see on that streaming service. $5.99 with commercials, $9.99 without. So it has this Hulu sort of model.
Huh.
But I have to tell you, when you get new shows like Picard.
And if you're a Trekkie,
it's worth it. It's worth it. I mean, my God, Jean-Luc Picard, played by Patrick Stewart from 87 to 91 on TV. And then, of course, we had the movies in the 90s up until 2002. That was the last time he actually played Jean-Luc Picard. But now he is back 12 years after he retired from Starfleet and retired Admiral Picard. Thinks he's out. He's relaxing on his chateau.
He's not playing golf.
In France with his vineyard. And he's drawn back in to some interesting situations thanks to a tie to the past.
Interesting. All right. $5.99 with I have Hulu and I have the commercials and they are annoying, but I don't know. I think it's worth saving a few bucks to put up with a
You know, it is nice to take a breather. I mean, you know, and they tell you how many they're going to be, so you get a good idea of how long you can be away if that's what you choose to do. But, you know, honestly, this series, I mean, it is just so extraordinarily well done. And you think about the quality available in terms of even special effects, as opposed to 1987 when Patrick Stewart, you know, first did this role. It's just amazing, but you have to hold things up with a, you know, quality dialogue, interesting stories, and in this case too, a lot of action. It really makes for at least a very entertaining first episode. They only release one of these per week, and I have to tell you, Paul, after the first one, I'm definitely hooked.
So you can't binge. That's interesting. All right.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing because then it keeps you coming back.
Right.
You know, you could spend 10 hours on Netflix in a weekend and ignore it for a month. But with CBS All Access and Apple TV Plus and Disney Plus, they'll give you one or three episodes at a time and they'll have you coming back. And then probably what you're going to do is explore new series, too. So it's not such of a bad model, I don't think.
Well, this next show that you're reviewing, I mean, look, immigrants obviously built America, built this nation. We are all sons and daughters, grandkids, great-grandkids of hardworking immigrants that came into the United States. And this next show has gotten such amazing buzz, joyous, heartfelt, very human. Here's a clip from Little America on Apple TV+.
Only in America do you add tax after you see the ticket price.
Only in America can such a perfect game exist.
Baseball.
Hamburgers.
Cheeseburgers.
Bacon chili cheeseburgers.
Everything on top of everything. Only in America.
All right. I'm hooked. Is it as good as everybody says, Tim?
It really is, and you're right. It is all over the place. I mean, there were a lot of commercials during the playoff games and Pro Bowl and everything. You're seeing this all over the place based on true stories published in a publication I guess I've never heard of, Epic Magazine. And so they are narrative pieces. They're not small docudramas. These are actually scripted episodes. It's an anthology series. Each one explores the story of a true life story of an immigrant. In the case of the clip you heard, which is a favorite of mine out of the first three that I've seen so far, He's from Nigeria. He comes from there wanting to be a cowboy in America. He settles and goes to school in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And he also is a gifted economist. So these are inspiring stories of how, despite, you know, odds against them, you know, Nigeria being a war-torn country when he is over here, how he can really make a wonderful living. And it's just such of a wonderful series so far. I really think all the hype is worth it for Little America.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I value your opinion. And again, I've read other reviews which were just as glowing as the one you just issued. And this show will pick you up, feel good, and a reminder of what made this nation amazing, right?
Absolutely. You know, the interesting thing about it is, Paul, I mean, you hear about all the inspiring stories. And again, I have to get through all 10 of them, or 8 of them, excuse me. There are only 8 half-hour episodes each. The first one, it was somewhat uplifting, but also sort of depressing, because it's about this boy from India who is he's in the United States. There's some bureaucratic red tape that takes his parents away from him, back to India. So he's left alone by himself from age 12 to about age 20. And, just all the stuff he goes through trying to get his parents back to the United States. It tugs at your heartstrings. It really is very emotional and tough to watch. So, yes, it is inspiring, but also get ready to watch some things that are kind of probably upset you as far as, you know, the system and how it can hold up families from being, you know, reunited, et cetera. So, yeah, I would say definitely check it out. The next two are definitely more inspiring, feel good, I should say, than the first one. I thought the first one was a little bit depressing.
Stick with it. Okay. Tim Lammers, always a joy having you on our show. Thank you so much. And we'll catch you on Friday, as always.
Yes, with movie reviews. Thank you so much, Paul. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
You do the same. Thank you, Tim.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.